朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
光不只看到这个仆人生活糜烂
So we see he led a poor life.
而且这个仆人动手打人
He also struck at the people.
我们看见主耶稣在这里非常生动地描写这个恶仆的罪状。
You see, Jesus described this, the life of this wicked servant with vivid examples.
你如果再三地看这些圣经，你会很安慰地说，这个人跟我无关。
As you read this, you may comfort yourself and say, gee, I'm not like that.
你说李牧师，我大概不是那良善又忠心的仆人，但是我一定不是那恶仆。
You can say confidently to me, Pastor Lee, I may not be the good and faithful servant, but thank God I'm not the wicked servant.
如果我分，我会希望能够创造一个第三种仆人来迎合各位的不同的类别。
Of course, if I could, I would make up a new category of servants.
但是主耶稣在这里只提到两种。
But Jesus only mentioned two kinds.
这个恶仆是怎么样的？他不只是生活糟糕，而且他动手打他的同伴，就是他的同工。
This wicked servant, he led a very a life with no testimony. He even struck his fellow servants, that is his fellow workers.
李牧师，你越讲越远了，我根本不是这样的人。
And then you may say, Pastor Lee, you're really stretching out imagination.
我们记得圣经怎么说吗？
But what does the Bible say?
不可杀人。
Do not murder.
哈，你说我从来没有杀过人。
And then you say, gee, I've never committed murder.
但是雅各说不要用舌头杀人。
But James said, do not murder with your tongue.
如果我今天没有用手打我的同伴
Yes, maybe I have not struck my work fellow workers physically.
到底我今天有没有我的舌头来击打我的同伴呢
But maybe I have struck them with my words.
今天有许许多多在教会里面的弟兄姊妹受打击不是真的被人一拳把他打倒
Many brothers and sisters are hurt in the church today not because of physical injury.
今天有许多人在教会里面不敢碰这个侍奉。
Many people are unwilling to serve.
侍奉表拿在我们手上的时候
，When we receive this the list of services，
我不敢填呢。
I am afraid to fill it in.
因为我填下去没有安全感。
Because when I fill it out, I have no sense of security.
李牧师，我一朝被蛇咬，一辈子怕草绳。
Because I have been bitten by a snake before, I'm afraid of grass.
我曾经侍奉，但是被打击得很厉害。我今天不敢再碰神的工作。
I have served once and I was hurt terribly, so I cannot serve again.
我不敢随便定人的罪。
I do not want to judge others.
但是我相信，当那基督台前审判的日子。
But during the time when Jesus is going to judge us Christians,
我们在座有许许多多的弟兄姊妹会非常吃惊，发现主用恶仆来描写你，描写我。
Many of us may be surprised that Jesus will call us the wicked servants.
主啊，我什么时候打过我的同伴呢
？So you will complain and you say, Lord, when did I hit my fellow worker?
主说要看录影带吗？
And Jesus may say, do you want to see a videotape?
在天上的录影带是立体的。
You know, the videotape in heaven is three-dimensional.
看得清清楚楚。
Very clear.
我相信许许多的人到了那审判台前的时候。
I'm sure once we are there in the judgment seat.
我们看一个开头就跟天使说关掉关掉不要看下面下集我都知道。
We will see the introduction, the beginning, and we say, enough, enough, I know what will follow.
但是在我们刚才我们的弟兄带我们所读的这段圣经它的重点不是在良善这一方面它的重点是在忠心这一方面
But the main emphasis in the passage that we read today is not on goodness but on faithfulness
到底一个忠心的仆人是什么样子的一个仆人
What makes a faithful servant
我们应当回到主的话从圣经里面来分析来整理
So let us come back to the word of God.
第一个我们看见在马太福音25章14节到30节什么样的人是忠心的人
So in this passage, what kind of people are called faithful.
是负责尽职的人就是一个忠心人。
They are responsible and they did what was required of them.
请注意主耶稣基督这里提到有三种的人。
Notice that there are three types of people here.
这个比喻跟路加福音十九章耶稣讲的另外一个比喻不一样。
This example or parable is different from Jesus' other parable in Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章那个比喻有十个仆人，每一个仆人给同样的一些东西。
In Luke chapter 19, there were 10 servants, and each of them were given the same thing.
这里有三个仆人，一个给五千，一个给两千，一个给一千。
But for this parable, you see three types of servants. One got five talents, one got two, and one got only one.
我们听中文跟英文翻译就发现，我讲五千，他讲 five talents 是不一样。
Now you notice the difference between Chinese and English version.
我们知道 talent 这个字在英文是天分的意思。
You know the word talent in English can have the meaning what you were born with.
这个 talent 这个字呢，其实在英文字里面最初最初的一个源头就是耶稣说的这句话。这个人给了五个 talents， 那个人给两个 talent， 另外一个人给一个 talent。
You know, in our common usage of the word talent today,The source of that word actually came from the meaning that Jesus was using here, and he said, for this servant, he was given five talents of money, another two talents, and another one talent.
你如果读旧约圣经或者读中文圣经的话，你发现讲到度量衡的时候，一个重量的一个单位，有一个叫做他连德。这个他连德就是 talents 这个词。
But you notice that the Bible also used the word talent as a measure of weight.
所以原来这个 talent 这个字是个重量的单位。
So the word talent actually originally meant a unit of weight.
到底一个 talent 是多重呢？
So how much is a talent?
我看一本书说是75磅。
Some have said a talent is 75 pounds.
有一本书说是58到80磅中间这个重量叫做他连德。
And some have said it's between 58 to 80 pounds.
后来这个他连德慢慢慢慢发展变成一个币制的单位，就是钱的一个单位。
Later on, the word talent took on the meaning of monetary value.
一个 talent 是在圣经那个时代有六千个 denary， 就是有六千个单位的钱，差不多是现在一个人二十年的工资。
By the time of Jesus, the word talent has come to mean 6,000 denarii, and one denarii is the ordinary wage for a person for a day. So one talent really stands for about 20 years' wages.
所以当耶稣在这里讲到五个 talent， 两个 talent， 或者我们中文说五千两、两千两、一千两，那我们就可以知道它的不同的地方。
So when you see five talents, two talents, or one talent, or in Chinese you see 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000, there is a difference.
我们发现有不同。
There's difference.
今天有许多的人为着不同而不甘心。
And some have complained about this difference.
为什么他比我漂亮呢？
Why is that person better looking than I am?
为什么他比我遇到好机会呢？
Why is it that...That person always gets the good opportunity.
李牧师，我同意你，天生我才必有用。但是为什么生我这种才呢？
Yes, God. Yes, Pastor Lee, I agree that God gave me certain talents. But why this type?
我看见有一本书上提到柏拉图的一句话，我看了以后很受感动。
I once read about a saying of Plato, and I was quite moved.
柏拉图讲了一句话，他说什么叫做公平呢？公平就是每一个人照着自己的才干去做合适的工作，那叫公平。
What does it mean by fairness? And that is those everybody just does what they're responsible for and do the best they can.
我这几天常常在听一些录音带。
These few days I've been listening to a lot of tapes.
台湾有一些什么特别聚会，他们就会寄给我，所以我常常开车的时候在家里面听一些台湾一些特别聚会的录音带。
Whenever there are special meetings in Taiwan and the messages are taped, they will send them to me and I will listen to them.
里面有一句话很有意思。
There was one saying.
虽然是个笑话，但是我想想很有道理。
It was a joke, but I felt there was a lot of meaning.
这很难翻译。他说，如果今天每一个人都很聪明，都做原子弹，请问什么人去买卖鸡蛋？我 听的时候，我觉得这个笑话不登大雅之堂。我说这有什么笑话？这个干什么？在讲道的时候这样讲。
When I first heard this joke, I said, "Gee, it doesn't really. It's not a fantastic one."
但是等我准备这篇信息的时候，我再三的想到这句话，我心里面很受感动。
But as I was preparing for this message, this joke came back to me, and I realized that indeed there is deep meaning.
如果要选，你要去做原子弹还是卖鸡蛋？你说我一定要做原子弹。
You have a choice. Can you go and design atom bombs, or do you want to sell eggs?
很多时候，我们没有办法满足上帝给我们的这样的一个身份和地位。
A lot of times we are not satisfied with what God has given us.
我们不要吃醋别人的才华。
Let's not be envious of others.
我们不要轻视别人的低能。
But then let's not look down upon others.
当我在准备的时候
，When I was preparing,
我就一直想我自己。
I was thinking about myself.
你有什么了不起
？Why are you? Why do you think you're better?
我穿的鞋难道是我做的吗
？Did I make my own shoes?
我吃的饭难道是我种的吗？
Am I eating what I have planted?
如果我今天穿不是我做的鞋，如果我今天吃不是我种的那些大米饭，那为什么我今天有一种骄傲的心
？If I did not make my own shoes and I'm not eating the food that I have produced myself, why do I think I'm better?
弟兄姊妹，我们生来就是不一样。
Brothers and sisters, we were born different.
我们要接受这个事实。
Let's accept this fact.
我们每一个人在主的面前，我们的生命，我们的一切地位，在神的面前，我们都不同。
Yes, indeed, we have different positions in God's plan.
当神把这些不同的东西给我们的时候
，When God gave us these different things,
请记得下面一句话。
Please remember,
主对我们的要求也不同。
God has different requirements.
他要我们负责尽职
but He wants us to be responsible and do the best.
他不会向一千要求两千的收成，或者为向两千要求五千的收成。
He will not ask those with only one talent for the result of two talents.
路加福音十二章四十八节告诉我们说：多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
And in Luke, we were told that to those who were given more, more will be required of them.
请注意十九节，当这个主人来的时候，他要和他们算账。
Please pay attention to verse 19. It says, "When the master returned, he wanted to settle accounts with the servants."
不在乎不同，而在乎你在神面前的领受。有一天，主要我们向我们算账。
The important thing is not that we are different, but that Jesus will come to settle accounts.
什么是忠心的人？就是负责尽职的人。
Those who are faithful are those who are responsible and did the best.
什么叫忠心的人呢？第二，我们看见是坚持到底的人。
Another meaning for faithfulness means they go to the end.
没有时间的存在，就分别不出什么叫做忠心与否。
We cannot tell faithfulness from non-faithfulness without the test of time.
时间考验人的忠实与否，时间也证实人的忠心与否。
The acid test for faithfulness is time.
尤其许许多多不为人所知的一些侍奉，更需要时间来肯定他忠心的价值。
This is particularly true for those servants that is not obvious to others.
尤其我们看到第十九节，这里有四个字说过了许久，这个就是一个这个忠心的考验。
In particular, the first few words in verse 19 says, "After a long time."
我刚才说，从十四章这个二十四章四十五节，一直到二十五章三十节，是讲到耶稣基督神要审判教会的一个预言。
Just now, I shared with you how the latter parts of chapter 24 to the early parts of chapter 25 is the judgment of God on the church.
包括三个比喻。
There are three parables there.
二十四章有一个善仆恶仆的比喻。
In chapter 24, there's a wicked servant and a good servant.
二十五章有十个童女的比喻。
In chapter 25, there's a parable of the 10 virgins.
今天我们所读的有忠心良善仆人的比喻。
Today, the parable is the good and faithful servant.
请注意，这三个比喻里面有同样一个意思重复的出现。
In these three parables, there's one recurring theme.
24章48节，那个恶仆说，我的主人必来的迟。
In chapter 24, verse 48, the wicked servant says, my master is staying away a long time.
25章5节，新郎迟延的时候。
Chapter 25, verse 5, the bridegroom was a long time in coming.
19节，过了许久。
Chapter 25, verse 19, after a long time.
我们都看见一个时间的一个描写在里面。
So you see a description of time.
时间越长，我们对忠心的考验就越难。
The longer the time, the harder it is to be faithful.
将近40年前，
almost 40 years ago,
在台湾有一位生了重病被神医治的一个基督徒。
There was a Christian in Taiwan who was seriously ill but was healed by God.
医生说他全身长满了 cancer.
The doctor told him the cancer has gone into your whole body.
开刀的时候打开来发现不能碰他，因为他太没有办法碰，后来又把他缝回去。
When they opened his body up, they realized that the cancer is all over and they can't operate on anything, so they just sew him back up.
这位弟兄后来神医治了他。
But then God healed him.
后来他把自己奉献给主。
And he dedicated his life to God.
他开始在台湾第二间国语的教会。
And he started a second church in Taiwan, a Mandarin church.
去年九月我回到台北。
Last year when I was back in Taiwan,
在这几十年的时间，从这一个教会已经发展到十二个教会。
Since he started this church,They have grown to 12 churches.
这十二个教会神都非常非常的祝福他们。
And God has richly blessed these 12 churches.
当他开始去聚会的时候，
When he started the meetings,
没有自己的教堂，
They didn't have their own church.
所以他们借在台北许昌街的青年会在那边聚会。
They borrowed a YMCA to start meeting in it.
他们在那个地方聚会了好多年。
Many years they met there.
很多弟兄姊妹都不知道一件事情。
Many brothers and sisters did not know one thing.
他们说每一次到青年会聚会的时候，那个礼堂椅子都排得很好。
They said, well, every time we go to worship, all the chairs were placed very neatly.
诗歌、圣经都摆得很好。
All the scriptures, all the hymns were placed very neatly.
他们以为许昌街的那个礼堂一直就是如此。
They thought that it's always like that.
后来有一位弟兄在周间到那个教会，到许昌街去。
And then it just so occurred that one of the brothers visited the YMCA during the week.
发现他们聚会的地方空荡荡，什么都没有。
They realized there was nothing in that meeting room.
他们很好奇。
And they were
curious.
为
什么会这样？
Why is it so?
后来他们发现一个秘密。
And they discovered the secret.
在那个教会里面有一个弟兄。
There's one brother in that church.
每一个礼拜风雨无阻。
Every Sunday, no matter what kind of weather,
他总是比弟兄姊妹早到一个半钟头。
He would arrive 1.5 hours earlier than anybody else. Nobody knows.
他把许昌街几楼的教室里面的椅子一排一排的扛下来，放在这个礼堂里面。
He would move all the chairs from different floors into the meeting hall.
然后把诗歌、把圣经放在位置上。
And then he will place these Bibles and hymnals on the chair.
聚完会以后
after the meeting,
弟兄姊妹离开
the brothers and sisters leave.
这个人他留在那个地方，一直把椅子都收回到房间，把诗歌和圣经把它收好。
And this person will stay behind, move all the chairs back, and place all the Bibles and hymnals away.
我相信今天我们在座有不少人是从那个教会来的。
I'm sure many of you came from that church.
吴勇长老。
That is Elder Wu Yong's church.
每一次我想到他，心里面很感动。
Every time I thought of this person, I was much moved.
多年来，我觉得中台湾的教会，我们一直把吴长老看成是教会间的一个领袖。
For those of us from Taiwan, many of the Taiwan churches look upon him as a spiritual leader.
不是说他很有口才。
It's not that he is talented in speech.
你如果认识他，你在家里面接待他，你不说话，他不说话。
If you know him well, when you invite him home, if you do not speak, he will not speak.
他是个非常安静的人。
He is a very quiet person.
就是他虽然安静，他默默地在背后做许多忠心的侍奉。
But even though he is a quiet person, he served God faithfully.
这个叫忠心。
This is the meaning of faithfulness.
也因为他的忠心，等到有一天被公开发现以后，圣经说主要把更大的工作给他做。
And the scripture says, since he is faithful in these things, when everybody else found out about this, greater tasks will be given to him.
这次拆船86年，我在 Washington D.C. 碰到韩婆婆。
This time in Chinese Mission 86 in Washington, I met Miss Hamilton again.
她十年前因为 cancer 被 OMF 强迫提早退休，把她逼回到这个美国来。
She used to be a missionary to Taiwan, but 10 years ago, because of her health, she was discovered with cancer. OMF forced her to take early retirement to return to the United States.
这次见到她，她告诉我。
But this time when I saw her, she said,
OMF 说得好好听。
OMF said it so beautifully.
要我提早退休。
They wanted me to retire early.
其实要我回国等死。
Actually, they wanted me to return to the States to wait for death.
他们不好意思说而已。
But they didn't want to say it so bluntly.
但是我知道。
But I knew.
他说，李牧师，我等了十年还没死。
Pastor Lee, for 10 years I waited, but I didn't die.
他说，我天天可能死，但是却天天不死。
Yes, every day I may die, but every day passed by and I am not dead yet.
突然之间我发现什么叫忠心。
Then suddenly I realized the meaning of faithfulness.
因为耶稣基督对着士美拿的教会勉励他们说，你们要至死忠心。
When Jesus admonished the church in Smyrna, he said, you have to be faithful till death.
他不是说到老忠心。
He didn't say faithful till you're old.
因为他知道有很多神的仆人也许老不了。
Because Jesus knew many servants of God will not be old.
1984年8月4号，我们亲爱的好朋友韩伟弟兄离开我们。
In 1984, in August, our dear friend Dr. Paul Han left this world.
当我得到这个消息的时候，
When I received that news,
我就知道什么叫做至死忠心。
I knew the meaning of faithfulness to death.
弟兄姊妹，让我们坚持到底。
Let us learn to stick to the end.
有些侍奉没有人知道，没有人看见。
There are certain services that nobody else can see.
他看见。
But Jesus sees.
求主让我们学习这样的侍奉。
May the Lord help us to learn of this type of service.
很快我讲第三个。
Thirdly,
忠心的人是殷勤努力的。
The faithful servants are those who work hard.
有一次我问一些学生。
Once I asked students,
信心的相反是什么？
What's the opposite of faith?
他说不信。
They say, non-faith, do not believe.
爱心的相反是什么？
So I said, what's the opposite of love?
不爱。
Say, no love.
忠心的相反是什么呢？
What's the opposite of faithfulness?
不忠。
Non-faithfulness.
我说废话。
And I said, this is a ridiculous answer.
我如果这样问的话，我也不要问你。
I do not have to ask you anymore.
到底忠心的相反是什么？
What is the opposite of faithfulness?
这里两个仆人。
Here there are two servants.
他们是成功的，忠心的。
They are faithful.
耶稣说，良善又忠心。
And the master said, well done, good and faithful servant.
这里有一个仆人是坏的。
But here's one who is not.
耶稣责备他，说什么呢？
What did Jesus rebuke him?
又恶又懒。
You wicked and lazy servant.
如果把良善跟恶来做个相对，
If you place good versus wicked,
你就知道忠心的相对是什么呢？
Then what is the opposite of faithful?
懒
Laziness.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。